Episode 1112, Never Underestimate Yourself.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Friday, the end of the week, and yes, you are still breathing. That means it had to be a halfway decent week. It is confession day, confession of an upset mama. Well, we've got some stories to share with you. Never underestimate yourself. You're going to want to fly with me today because we are going high. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. I got to tell you, I have muscle fatigue. I am so tired. Yet, never underestimate yourself. Somehow, some way, you make it through. Some way. You know, it's like, oh, will I ever get there? Yes, you will. What will it look like? You may have no idea, but guess what? It is okay, and you will get through it, but it's always one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. As deep and wide as the ocean, so are your abilities and strengths. Never underestimate yourself. No more pushing yourself to the back of the line. Step up with confidence, knowing you can do it. This move has more than stretched my patience, not with all the chaos that comes from moving, but as a parent, my children on the past moves really were not old enough. A couple of them were, but they really didn't have the mindset. They didn't have the experience to understand. But this move, every single one of them, all five of them, were old enough to understand and actually participate in every process we went through, from the selling of the home to the prepping before we sold the home, going through all the things that we had to go through when we did a showing, to looking for a new home in a new area, doing research on schools and, you know, a good neighborhood versus, well, do we really want to be there, and positioning ourselves and looking for, you know, not only where are we going to live, but where are we going to shop? You know, you got to look for those box stores. You got to find some convenience to our crazy hectic life. They were able to go through the whole process with us. And thank goodness the moving trucks are no more. Whoop, whoop. After one complete tractor trailer and another half a load, we are moved in with boxes at every turn. So I know you're celebrating with me on this Friday because, whoo, we've got a few more things to come in. We still don't have TV. I know, that's heartbreaking, isn't it? Thank goodness for Netflix. Okay, I don't have time for Netflix because I have boxes. But somehow we survive. So there are still some odds and ends. And yes, I'm kind of, you know, recording this in the middle of, well, Box Central and in my master bedroom because my studio isn't even put together. I have more boxes than you can count. However, it's not about the boxes. It's not about the movers, and it's not about the chaos. It's not about how many trucks. It's what I learned through this process and what I love most and seeing my children step up to the plate. They had to figure out solutions for problems that came up. They had to go without restful sleep and learn the hard way of survival by fire. Little sleep, and that was very unusual for them. Yes, their mom is one who really does encourage sleep. Now, the older two, I should really say the older three, have experienced those longer hours, especially with finals, and they know sometimes what an all-nighter means, and they really don't like them because most of the time I would like to think that I prepared them in preparation for, you know, those long nights, and they haven't had to experience too many of them. But our youngest two, well, yeah, that has never been on the table for them. So it was literally by fire, but they stepped up to the plate. They had to find those solutions for themselves. And on top of all of that, some of their Wi-Fi would be down for days and have been. I mean, they've been down. I think it was 2 days ago, we were on with our internet people and an hour and a half. Seriously, high tech, we are so low tech. But that's for another episode. And yes, believe it or not, with lack of technology, or I should say missing the technology, the kids even survived talking to each other. They were able to communicate with each other, not just yelling and screaming, not fighting like cats and dogs, but civil human beings. And that just makes a mama smile. You know what it's like to have your children running chaotically all over the place and you can't find anything. You know where it is, but by golly, every box looks the same at this point. That sometimes happens with us as we parent. We tend to place these boundaries on our children. And we place them as to what they can and cannot do. We don't mean to do that, but what you see as an obstacle for them might actually be just a simple pebble in the way. Now, they may stumble a little bit, but you know what? They get right back up. They're amazing, fearless warriors. And sometimes we're the ones who are actually the ones standing in their way, not something that we want to hear. So be careful not to lay blame or place restrictions on your children, on your husband, on your wife, and even yourself. Give them and you credit for what can be done and what's been tried. It's not about, oh, well, you know, I wish I would have done it this way, and you're beating yourself up for what didn't happen, what didn't occur, but looking at the opportunity of learning. There's so many valuable lessons in that. And it's all taught in real life. And that doesn't mean that you're always going to get it right the first time, but you will learn along the way. And those valuable lessons will grow with you. And they will take you much further than any textbook can. And so I look at my kiddos and I'm sure they're thinking, Mom, aren't we going back to school? Yes, guys, you are. But we do have to, you know, have a place to live. We've got to get at least where you have two sets of clothes to change into, not just one set. We've got to be able to find the laundry detergent and make sure the washing machine and dryer's all hooked up. So yes, you can have clean clothes. It's all those little hiccups along the way. And yes, they're anxious to get back. They're anxious to meet new people. And I think they're scared too. Who wouldn't be? When you move to a new place, you know, you get kind of uneasy. But these are all lessons that we learn, and we learn by fire. And that is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Learn by fire, F-I-R-E. We're going to break it down. Fall, ignite, rise, equipped. That is what fire means. So, what does it really mean to fall and to learn by fire? You fall into opportunities with optimism. Many times in our life, we are falling into opportunities with negativity. And that negativity stops us because all we see is what we can't do. Don't let what you don't know stop you from taking a chance, experiencing something new, or challenging yourself. You can reach greater heights. But when you tell your children, oh, I don't know, that might just not be right for you. Is that you talking for your child, or is that you talking for yourself? Oh, I know. It hurts, doesn't it? That's a hard question. It hurts the heart, and it also hurts the mind because you're like, oh, I really don't want to answer that question. I know this move for me, I was looking at it and I'm like, there is no way. They can't do this. And at times, I just needed all hands on deck, and it didn't matter how it was going to get done. I needed everybody. Didn't matter the age, the height, the weight, if it was a child or an adult. We needed everybody to be working to get through some of the things we had to get through. But if I would have sat back and said, oh, you know what, boy, you're just too young. You're too little. You can't handle this. My little man, Grayson, he was a powerhouse. He carried more book boxes up flights and flights of stairs than I ever thought he could. Yeah, that boy is built of solid muscle, thin little thing, but he is solid muscle and he works hard. But his mama could have been sitting back going, oh, honey, it's just too heavy for you. Don't try it. You might hurt yourself. No, instead, I let him fall into the opportunity to figure out what he needed to do with optimism. I taught him, look, this is how you need to lift, the proper way, how to hold a box right, how to lift with your legs. And guess what? He continued over and over and over again. And every once in a while, he'd say, you know what? My mama taught me this. And of course, I was right there and he was talking right to me. It put a big smile in my heart. Fall into opportunities with optimism. Number two, the eye of the fire is ignite. Ignite the hope of the unknown. Be excited for the unexpected. You hear me say this over and over again, passed down from my daddy. Expect the unexpected. That is what life brings you. If you're looking for apples, you're going to get lemons. If you're looking for oranges, you're going to get limes. It just is called life. Things happen. And if you think about, oh my gosh, what might be, what might come? No, just ignite the hope of the unknown. Expect the unexpected. Be excited for it. When you look at that, whoo, you're ready to take aim. Action ignites motivation. You got it. You're all in. And that's what you need to be doing. So ignite the hope of the unknown. Number three, the R in fire is rise. Rise to the occasion. You can do more than you ever think possible. Stretch yourself. Let your children stretch themselves. Maybe literally. I had my kids in, oh my goodness, we would be behind a bookcase here and trying to reach here and we'd drop something there. And oh, we were stretched in all different directions. And at times, I don't even think our bodies knew they could do what they could do. Rise to the occasion. Don't make the assumption that you can't do it. And I'm telling you, Mom, we do it all the time. We do it to our children, and that's a roadblock for them, and that is a disservice. This is all about confession. I'm not pointing blame because I'm accepting it myself. Don't stand in your child's way when it comes to them experiencing what God has intended them to experience. Sometimes, yeah, we gotta let them do it on their own. Will they make mistakes? Yes. Will they fall down? Yes. Will they get back up? Yes. Will they be stronger for getting back up? Yes. So rise to the occasion. And finally, four, equip. That's the E in fire. Equip your mind, body, and spirit. Be aware of what God is doing in your life. The doors he is opening and closing, not just opening, but also closing. There is a difference, and we need to be aware of those. Listen to this statement here. Seek his goodness, not your greatness. Let that sink in for a minute. Seek his goodness, not your greatness. You see, his goodness is greater than anything you can ever imagine. But we get stuck on our own greatness. This is what I did under my own strength. This is what I did because I did all the schooling. This is what I did because it was my sweat and tears and blood. Well, what about God's? Seek his goodness, not your greatness. That's when you begin to see a shift in your life, in your children's life, in your spouse's life. Fall, ignite, rise, equip. Learn by fire. Kind of sounds scary, doesn't it? And dangerous. But when you think about it, that's what life is. Scary and dangerous. But there's a lot of love. And you can experience that love. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Maybe you're struggling right now. You're learning by fire. And you're caught in a position where you thought, no, I don't know that I can get out of this one. Maybe you want some help. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. Believe it or not, I'm beginning to come to the surface. Yes, a few of you, I've had, I don't know how many, but a great handful, which I love you all very much, have already sent me and filled out the Take Aim form. I have not forgotten you. I will get back to you. Some of you have sent me personal emails. I hear you. I read them. They do not go astray unless if they end up in my junk, but I do try to check that often. So if for some reason over the next week and a half or so, you have not heard from me, send me back another note. but I promise you I will get back to you. I'm beginning to hit, you know, come to the surface of this move, and so we can begin to start scheduling. So I appreciate your patience. But if you are learning by fire right now and you're needing some help with that, click on the link, Take Aim. That will begin our conversation. I promise you we will get you scheduled for a coaching call. It is free. A lot of people have no idea what coaching is all about and what it means and how it can change their life. Take advantage of this. It's my gift to you. And imagine, I mean, this is still the new year. We're still in January. Think how many more months. You've got 11 more months to create your now, right now. So click on that link. No matter what you do, mom and dad, we're not going to get it always right. But we can step back for a moment and say, okay, I know I can make a change. I don't want to be the one who's the roadblock. I want my children to live out the lives that God has designed for them, not for the ones I'm trying to design. We mean it to the best, right, of our children. We're not trying to put them down or to put them, you know, in a corner and say, you can't be better than me. That's not it. We always want our children to be better than us. But sometimes we can be the biggest roadblock. So step back a moment and allow them to learn by fire. You go out and learn by fire. Fall, ignite, rise, equipped. Remember, the pebbles are stepping stones because one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.